Page 362. 362. Okay, almost 365, but not yet. 362. Asher gave Asher some Hashem Miftachoi. Praiseworthy, fortunate is the person, or happy is the person who sets Hashem as his, as this object of faith. He does not turn to the arrogant. Rehavim mitzudois tzion. On the next page says ingin gaiva v'hischazkus. Okay, so that basically means he. That's how. What does that mean here in this passage? We have to see in a few moments. V'sotei chazav. What does it mean? V'sotei. He does not turn. He does not turn to lies. Pasuk vav. Rabbis osisa ato Hashem eluk. Rabbis osisa. You have done many things. Ato Hashem elukayu Hashem, my God. Nifliosecho machshavosecho. Your wonders. This is Tavshin Pei Gimel. The Peloois Gidolois. The wondrous things, the Nifliosecho machshavosecho eleinu. Your wonders and your thoughts are towards us. Ein aroich elecha. We cannot arrange. The word aroich. We cannot. He learns in the Mesista. We cannot be similar to you. Okay, we'll see. Agida va'adabera. Ein aroich elecha. Agida va'adabera. I speak. I express myself. Otzmu misaper. If I would attempt to speak and relate your deeds, it would be too numerous, too mighty, to relate. All right, let's do these two psukim today. Let's take a look over here at first at the mitzvah of the pasuk hey and vav, back on page 363, Ashrei v'yomru. Okay, so this is really a continuation of the previous pasuk. Previous pasuk says the shir chadash. What is going to be the shir chadash that we're going to say when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does miracles, nisim v'niflois, and he reveals himself to the world? What is going to be the song? This is the song. The song is going to be Ashrei Agever. The Yom, when they will say Ashrei, the Mitzudah stuff that one little word he adds in is really quite a mouthful. It's an enormous interpretation that telling us that this pasuk Ashrei is the Shira. It is the song. It is the Shir. V'yitei Shir Chadash. This is going to be the song that we're going to say La'asalavai when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles, supernatural miracles, and reveals himself to the world. The Yom, when they will say Ashrei v'loy fana. Fortune is the person that put his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and did not turn to the arrogant. Who are the arrogant? Livtoach bohem. Who are the arrogant? There are many things that are arrogant. People. There are many arrogant people out there. Visotei chazav. Those who turn to lies. Hanoitim achar avoydezorashi devar chazav. Do not turn to lies. There are a lot of ideologies, a lot of values that are purely fake, false. So they're arrogant people, arrogant. There's the people believe in themselves, and there are lies. Next words, rabois osisa, niflois rabois osisa v'yakol lima'anenu. You have done incredible, wondrous things in this world, and everything is for us. Lima'anenu, this is a very nice, one time the pasuk, rabois osisa ato Hashem lakai, niflioisechu machshvoisecha eleinu. Eleinu word towards us. This is a very beautiful makar for the Chazal that tell us that everything that happens in this world is for Klal Yisrael. When you see an event, when there's something that's happening in this world, it's for us. I was talking to someone over here, you know, on the block, a few blocks down, someone was killed on Avenue, on East 17th Street and Avenue L.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay, last Friday.
Wasn't Jewish,
but the person who killed him was Jewish. Yeah, the person accidentally killed him was Jewish. Okay, so I don't know the exact details. A very bizarre story. And basically, someone drove. I don't know details, but basically, someone drove through. I don't know.
The scooterist went through the red.
The scooterist went through the red.
And the car was coming with a green straight.
And he hit him. And then what happened? He hit the light pole.
So the pole fell down.
And the pole fell down on him. The scooter. And he killed him, the pole. Did anyone try to run away?
No,
because I was almost there when it happened. I was walking down East 9, between 19th and 18th, and all of a sudden, there were an enormous amount of sirens. And there were police cars, vans, and they shut, I was right in front of my eyes, how they shut down the whole place. And then soon there were helicopters. And then, so I went down to on Avenue L.
When you hear, last Friday. Helicopters, it's like vultures circling.
And this, I went to Avenue M, because they basically shut down the street in front of my eyes. So I went to Avenue M, and this was also when the pub stool was getting out.
Right.
Every morning.
I was there at that time on M.
And then all of a sudden, there were police cars going down East 18th Street. And they told everyone to go down. And then the police cars started going, what do you expect? It's going to be gridlock. So the police cars were going crazy. You know, they can't deal with gridlock. Police. And then I get to Avenue M, and there were police cars coming in Avenue M. And there were cops running all over the place. And they started looking at us. And like, you right away thought this is a terrorist attack. I mean, it was like they're running and they're looking for people. Who are you looking for? And after this whole thing was over, there was a car accident, and someone was killed. So what? In hindsight, why were they? It was like a manhunt. Is there more to the story that we don't know? I don't know. Very strange. And the whole day, something doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. Something doesn't make sense. The whole day, the street was shut down. And then they're still trying to fix the light. They're still playing. So I met my friend, and I said to my friend, you know, it's a terrible thing. Someone died. Okay, so that's just because the guy doesn't a terrible thing. So I said to him, if we were living if we had like strong leadership, that's nice to say, there should be a kol kari, a cheshvan nefesh. How could it be in this neighborhood, in this shechuna, where there's so much Torah and Yerushalayim, a tragedy of a loss of life right in front of our eyes, mamish, right in the heart of Flatbush, where so many frum people walk every single day, the place is booming, and it was a frum person that killed him. So that's a terrible thing, you know, to deal with that.
It was a famous case by in front of Rav Moshe's yeshiva.
Right, Rav Moshe says it can't be.
And he said it can't be a Jew.
Right? Can't be that was killed. Now where I learn, okay, but still, everything, I said to him, you know, in the Chafetz Chaim said there was an earthquake. There was an earthquake in China, some to the Far East. Rabbi Belsky was very shaken up with the tsunami in Indonesia. Very shaken up. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed.
250,000.
Just like that. And the Chafetz Chaim in his time, there was an earthquake. And also
a tsunami.
Also an earthquake in the time of the Chafetz Chaim. And he says, everything that happens in this world is for Klal Yisrael. If 200,000 people just die like a puff of smoke, they die. Hashem is speaking to us. Al achas kama v'kama, when the person who dies is right in front of us on our street. On our street. So he said to me, he told me, this person is very close. He says to me, 100% right. This is something which should be taken seriously. If someone is killed in an accident right in our neighborhood, even though it's if Madach v'Chavetz Chaim said that if something happens at the other end of the world, and it's in the newspapers, and there's an earthquake, and people die, terrible tragedy, the Chavetz Chaim was shaken up, and HaKadosh Baruch was speaking to us, Allah has kam v'kama, an event happens right in front of us, and the whole day there are sirens and police and the helicopters. This is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up day. So what's the mussar? Chaval, we don't have today people that can really guide us and tell us what to take seriously and what is an Irishkeit. Over here, this pasuk is a makar. This pasuk, it's not so easy to find a makar to this concept that everything that happens in this world, everything is for Klal Yisrael. It says in Rashi, in the sixth parasha, preparing for Chumash, Bereishis bara b'shvil Yisrael u'b'shvil Torah. The whole world, Bereishis bara Elokim Esah Shemayim v'Es Aretz, the word Reishis, b'shvil Yisrael shenikru Reishis. So this is a message for us. Okay, so over here in this passage actually says this, Rabbi Sosisa to Hashem Elokai, you have done many things.
Hashem hu elokeinu, the Torah or a special book. And Rav Miller always explained, that's what it is. To call her a special Tov is because of Hashem Elokeinu. He's our God. That's all, because he's our God, that's all in Mishpatov in the world. That's the concept.
Because Hashem is Elokeinu, everything, because it's Elokeinu, it's ours, it's all for us. It's all. Everything that happens in the world is because of Klal Yisrael, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly. 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 And this pasuk here parallels that idea. That's at least according to the Mitzvah of it. Ato Hashem Elokai, you are Hashem my God, Nifli Oisecha, Machshav Oisecha, Eileinu. Mitzudos David, the Mitzudos David again over here, it says Rabos Niflois, Rabos Osisa, Vihakol. Everything you've done in this world is Lima'anenu for us. Okay, next page in the Mitzudos David. Ein Aroich, Ein Mi Leharich Ulehadmois Elecha. The Mitzudos David learns the word Aroich here means there is no one that can imitate. That's what it seems to say. Okay, that's how he seems to learn. I think other farshim disagree. But right now he ties to the word aroich means to evaluate. The word aroich means to give an assessment, to make an evaluation. But over here in this context, the word aroich means to ulehadmois. Hadmois means to be similar.
So we have this expression,
Ein kirchah shalchem b'olam hazeh. V'yenzu lo sucha.
No, that's Ein Kirchah.
But
there's another Ein
Arof
somewhere.
What
did
you say? Right before Shema. Ein and Shabbos. What's the whole pasuk? What's the whole nusach, Tamari?
No, that's the silver.
Ein aroich loch. It says something with the word Ein aroich loch. Give her a sitter. She'll find it in a second. Okay, let's go further. Ein mi laharoich. There is no one that can be laharoich ulehad mois eilecha. There is no being in this world that can be compared, can be similar to you. Next, Agida. Im amarti agid nifli asecha leyuchal, if I attempt to relate your wonders, leyuchal. So the next part of the pasuk is Agida. If I will make an attempt to go and relate and to describe you and praise you, Hashem, it will be impossible. It's leyuchal ki rabu milisaper. The word otzmu means it's too numerous. Your acts of greatness and kindness and your evaluation is beyond the scripture. Otzmu, it is too mighty, too numerous to recount. Okay, so these are the two psukim according to the parish of the Mitzvah. I'll read the psukim again one more time very quickly inside. So we start getting back page 362, pasuk hey, Asher gave Asher some, this according to the Mitzvah, this is the Shira. It goes back to pasuk Dalit, where it said there, Vayitain b'fi shir chadash. You put in my mouth a new song. Tehilu lelekeinu. What is this new song? The song is Ashrei hagever. Fortunate, praiseworthy is the man, Asher Sam, who has set Hashem as Miftacho, as his stronghold. And V'loifano el Rehavim, has not turned to the arrogant, and V'sotei Chazav, and to the side of lies. Okay, the word V'sotei, the word Sotei means, has not turned to a life of lies. In other words, it sounds almost like that we're talking over here the Zman of Mashiach. We're talking over here the Zman of Mashiach when the Gula, we're going now to reflect. It would appear that according to the Mishnah stuff, this pasuk over here is a reflection. After the Mashiach will come, we're going to look back at world history and we're going to look at all the people who have survived and all those who have fallen. And the common and the theme is those that have survived and are now on top of the world are the people that always had faith in Hashem and were not influenced by the arrogant and did not turn to a life of lies. Those people are going to be the ones that are going to be very, very happy. And then we're going to reflect. We continue according to the Mitzvahs. Who have turned. to turn, to lean, to bend. To chazav is like an expression, a life of lies, an ideology, a whole derech achayim that's built upon a big lie. A big lie. Religions. Christianity. Christianity. That he's this man is the son of God. This is a lie. There's no such thing as God impregnating a woman. It's a lie. Mohammed, God appeared to me. The Rambam says he used the word meshugana. You have over a billion people in the world today adhere to the ideology of Islam, and another billion people are believers in Christianity. It's a lie. Arrogance. It's a life of a lie, an ideology of lie. Today there's new lies. There's new religions today. There's a climate change.
And that's why I don't understand if the Book of Mormon, they should be called morons.
Okay, there is Rehavim, arrogance, Visate Chazav. Okay, two different, and I'm sure if you want, you know, in Aleinu, I wonder if you can go and you can know, you have to know the context of what David said, in Aleinu, there are parallels. If you study Aleinu very, very well, many of the commentators have said that each expression, it vacillates between, it jumps back and forth between Christianity and Islam. In Aleinu. Shehem Mishtachavim Lehevel Vorik. Okay, that refers to Islam. Umispalim El Elo Yoshia is Christianity. If you study, it goes back and forth, this Merumas, this
wrote it.
What?
Yeshua wrote it.
No, that was written by Ochon. Ochon. Ochon wrote Al-Kain. Al-Kain Nikave is Rosh Etevas. Al is Ayin. Kain is Chof, Nikav is Nun, Ochon. Ochon, there's a Mesorah that Ochon composed the second half of Aleinu after he confessed. After he confessed that he took from this was Yoshua composed Aleinu, and Ochon composed the second. Some hold that's totally false. Some are very upset with that idea. I read a whole thing on this that it's not where this come from, whoever said this. Okay, but this is the Mesorah. The Mesorah over here is the Aleinu, whatever it is over here is. And it's interesting that according to the Mitzvah Stav, this Pesukah Pasuk Hey is going to be the song that Klal Yisrael is going to sing in reflection, looking back at world history. And, you know, so if you just read it very, very simply, you just say, you refer to the positive. The positive is Klal Yisrael. Asher Agever, Asher Som Hashem Miftachoy. Who is that referring to? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael consistently throughout history has put their faith in Hashem. Then we go to the negative. The loy fana. So it's very interesting. If you want to go along like the Mitzvah Stav that reflect world history, he's putting all the negatives of world history into two groups. Group number one is El Rehovim. Group number two is Visate Chazav. So if you were to divide world history, all of the those who went off the path of having faith in Hashem, how would you in modern English words define looking back the Rehavim, the arrogant, and who would you call the Sate Chazav? What would you look, studying world history, would you say one of these expressions refers to Christianity and the other refers to Islam? I mean, those are the two major religions in the world. Those are the two major, there are only a billion people, each one has approximately a billion people, a billion members. Oh, okay. It's still a bit, well, okay. Whatever it is, but it's definitely interesting.
I mean, it doesn't really disqualify.
The world is much more complex than just saying these two terms, right? It's a little more complex. Okay, but these are two terms. Now, the next pasuk is again a reflection. As going, Rabo Sosisa, you know, in hindsight, is 2020. When you reflect back in world history, it's amazing. Rabois Osisa Ato Hashem Elokai. Hashem, when we look back, you have done incredible things, great things you have done, Hashem, my God. And when we look back and reflect, we acknowledge Nifli Oisecha, your wonders, Umachshev Oisecha, your thoughts. Everything was planned. This was planned way ahead. All of world history was planned by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that happened in history was Eileinu. It was all for Klal Yisrael. We continue to reflect, and we say, after everything is said and done, Ein Aroich Eilecha. There is no comparison to you. There's nothing in this world that can be compared, can be evaluated with the result of it being similar to you in any way whatsoever. Furthermore, even if I were to attempt Agida, to attempt to express, to relate Va'adabera, and to describe what you've done for us, for the world, for Klal Yisrael, Otzmu Misaper, it would be too numerous. It would be beyond description, too numerous for me to relate. And that's impossible. That's impossible. Okay, now let's see over here what says in Rashi. Rashi, Pasik, back on the previous page, Pasik, there is Pasik Hey. Rehavim. Okay, this is exactly what it says in the midst of the stuff. Rehavim over here means the gasois. Rehavim is Lashon, gasois, the arrogant. Kimo, Yirhavu, Hanar. The Nar refers to Klal Yisrael, I think over here, is that they became arrogant. We got a little carried away with Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat. That the Nar, the young, the youth, became arrogant. Nadshehem Hir Hivuni. Okay, they caused me to become a little, to get carried away with myself. Two different expressions, we're just with the word this he learned in Gaza, it says arrogance. Okay, next. Visate Chazav, those who turn. So here it says, Hasoitim Miderech HaYashar Acharei HaKozav Shel Avodah Zarah. And he explains over in the brackets, Ramachal, could you please help us with this old French word? Visote. I'm not going to try to pronounce this.
How do you say
sauté?
I think
it's like,
yeah,
sauté
onions.
Sauté. Sauté onions? Okay, that's not what it means over here.
A turned on, which means those who turn away.
You turn away. You're on the straight path, and all of a sudden, you make an exit. Ever happened to you on the highway? Ever happened to you on the highway? You're driving down, and somehow, wait a minute, I wasn't supposed to get off over here on this exit. And then you're in a lot of trouble. Okay, that's what happens over here. Okay, now let's now continue. Pasik Vav. Rashi, Niflosech, Machshosech, Leinu, Bishvileinu. The word Eleinu here means exactly what it says in the Mitzudas David Bishvileinu Barasa Oilamcha. What a Hashkacha Pratis to learn this Rashi here in Sefer Tehillim on the same day when prior to Bereshis Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reshis Bishvil Taira Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Naiman, how are you? So they have Bishvileinu Barasa Oilamcha, but for us you have created your world Lanu for us Koratu Esayam. Now here's how he explains what a machshav esecha. Rashi, the Mitzvah didn't really elaborate on the word umachshav esecha, but Rashi does. V'choshavta meirochoik leitiv lanu eichartanu bamidbar. Eichartanu, you delayed us. Very beautiful. I learned machshav esecha. It's a very, very deep interpretation when he says, "What does this mean? Eichartanu, you delayed us when we were in the desert. When we were in the desert for 40 years." This was deliberate. Hashem delayed our entry into Eretz Yisrael. We'll see the Medrash. Okay, hopefully I have the Medrash over here. Is that Hashem delayed us? Why? He wanted. It's really a little bit shocking what Rashi says. Because if you would not see this Rashi, this is a Chazal, Rashi is calling it Chazal, the famous Chazal. If you wouldn't see this Chazal, what would you say? You'll say, like, the average person, like, I think like me, would say, Hashem delayed us in the desert for 40 years. So of course, the Pshuta Shol Mikra is because we worshiped the Egel, the Meraglim. We were deserving. Because Klal Yisrael said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, v'chulu. Okay, you don't want punishment. Punishment, you're not going to go there to Eretz Yisrael. Yoyim Lashana. The Meraglim spent 40 days spying the land. So Zelu Mazeh, Yoyim Lashana, you're going to be punished. Punishment for 40 years. Let's put that aside. Okay? Because we all are mature to know, Ayin Panim L'Torah. obviously, the Peshuda Shel Mikra, the reason why we were delayed for 40 years is because of the Chet HaMeraglim, together also a little bit with the Chet HaEgel. They really go together to a certain degree. But Peshuda Shel Mikra Chet, put that aside. Make believe they never taught that to you and you didn't come to yeshiva that day in third grade. So if someone tells you that the Jewish people, when they left Egypt, they were delayed in the desert for 40 years, what would you say? And it was for our benefit. Make believe that it was for our benefit. You would say, we needed to mature. We weren't yet ready. We weren't yet ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. You only get one chance to make a first impression. My father always told me this story. It was a very, very powerful impression made on my father. It shows godless in the person. It shows true greatness. Rabbi Bernard Sharfman Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He was the rabbi of the young Israel of Flatbush. He was a very great man. Okay, Rabbi Sharfman. I'm sorry. I made a Solomon Sharfman. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. Rabbi Solomon Sharfman, the Rav of the young Israel of Flatbush.
His brother once came here for a couple of days for a Mashiach.
His brother?
Brother of the Chumash.
He came here.
His brother was here. I don't remember. I don't remember. That was his brother? I didn't know that it was. Did I know he was his brother? Did I know that it was his brother? I don't know. I don't even know. Okay, I remember. Okay. Anyway, then, so my father was a Rav of young Israel. And this is back in the day. This is a different world. You can't appreciate this today. It's a totally different world. And the young Israel in those days, they were Zionists. They were in the early days of the young Israel. My father first became Rav in the early years. When he first became Rav, my father was a very young person. He was like a yeshiva guy. My father was from RJJ. And it was an interesting mix. My father being the Rav of a young Israel, where my father really grew up in the yeshiva world, and the shul, the people in the shul were real Zionists, the real deal.
Was your father, wasn't he?
What?
The grandfather was made Aliyah, right?
No.
Who made Aliyah?
My mother's father. My mother's father
so
made
your
Aliyah.
Your grandfather made Aliyah.
My mother's father. I'm talking about my father. My father came to shul. So my father was introduced into a new world, into a world that he was not really familiar with, of real, real hardcore Zionists. Okay? They were Zionists. And shockingly, my father never went to Eretz Yisrael. He just never had the opportunity to go. He never went to Eretz Yisrael. So the Balabatim would tease him. Like, you're the rabbi of the young Israel? What kind? You're the rabbi of a chevra of tzionim. And you never went to Israel. How could it be that our rabbi never went to visit Eretz Yisrael?
Why didn't he go?
Because he had to make a parnasa. He got married. He went. He was going for his PhD. And then he had to make parnasa. He got a job here, job there, job there. And time goes by. Okay, time goes by. My father wasn't a wealthy person. Time goes by, and you know, whatever.
He didn't,
whatever. Yeah. Okay? And the Balabatim, every once in a while, would tease my father, shtickel. He didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't. How could it be the rabbi of young Israel? Never once. Why did you give him a free ticket? He never went to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so my father was always like a little sensitive to this. You know, on the defense a little bit. One day he was sitting with Rabbi Sharfman. And they were whatever it was, because the two shuls, they were very close. The two shuls, they were like sister shuls to a certain degree. And in the conversation, it came up, and my father said to Rabbi Sharfman, I was never in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Sharfman stops. He stops. And he pauses. This deep moment. This is Rashi Sharfman from young Israel. It was the shul of Flatbush. It was the shul. Okay, it was, and he pauses, and he looks at my father and he says to my father, "I'm mekana you. I'm mamish mekana you. Why? Because when you're gonna go to Eretz Yisrael for the first time, it's gonna be an experience like none other." As I went when I was much younger and all about, so we go there, it doesn't have the experience of coming into Eretz Yisrael. You get off the plane, like you realize where you are? Do you realize kibbutz, what's happening? This is kibbutz Golias. So we go wherever. I go to Eretz Yisrael once a year, or whatever it is, twice a year, this and that. You know, it's like second nature to me. I lost the novelty, the appreciation of what it is, the zuchus, the kedusha, and you're fresh. When you're going to go, it's going to be like an incredible experience. And only someone who did not go until later in life, not any fault of your own, whatever it is, can have that experience. And it's taka true. The first time my father went, my father told me it was afterwards, subsequently, after, when he went after, whatever, he went afterwards many times. My brother, you know, he went there. His kever is there. He went there many times afterwards. But this was, I'm talking back many, many years ago. And it's really amazing how the difference between how, you know, stam a person, oh, you didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, you can go and you can tease a person, you know, this and that. And then you have an Adam Gadol that looks at it with a whole different hashkafa and is mechabed a person and brings out a whole beautiful inyan. That's Gadol.
So what happened when you got there?
He told me it was a very emotional experience, exactly like Rabbi Sharfman said. The first time, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Mm-hmm. Okay, it worked, that concept right. Is true in many dimensions. So if you now look at this Chazal, if you would not know that Klal Yisrael, they were in the desert for 40 years because they were punished, put that aside, forget about the punishment. I am part of the Torah. Why did Hashem delay the Jewish people in the desert for 40 years? Pashup Shat, you would say. We weren't ready yet. We weren't ready. This week's parasha, okay? The first Rashi in Chumash, Bechol's favorite Rashi, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Lama, why does the Torah begin with Bereshis? Koyach Masav, Higid Liamo. Hashem created the world, and Hashem gave it to who He wanted. Eretz Yisrael, the whole Bereshis is about Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Eretz Yisrael. We're not ready yet. Klal Yisrael was slaves. They were in Egypt for 210 years. They're not ready to absorb what's about to happen. You need 40 years to get ready. Isn't that a basic thought that would come across your mind
if you want to put aside
the punishment? Yet, and now when you read this pasuk, make believe you didn't see Rashi. Rabbi says, "Ato Hashem Elokai." Nifli Oisecha, your wonders, Rashi, Medrash, Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? Rashi always goes down this route. Kriyas Yamsuf. Umachshav Oisecha. Give you a hint. The delay of the Jewish people in the desert for 40 years. Hashem and Amachshava, a plan. And the plan was, I'm going to do wonders. I'm going to take you out of Egypt. I'm going to split the Yam. But I have machshavos, I'm going to delay your entry for 40 years. It's all eleinu, for our benefit. So what would you say? You have to develop, you're not yet ready. And yet Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says something which appears to be very mundane. Extremely mundane. Obviously, I eat part of the Torah, and everything has to, but Rashi selected this idea, that when the Emorim got word of Kriyas Yamsuf, they got word that there was the Matan Torah, they had its spies, and they found out that the next stop after Kriyas Yamsuf, Gesundheit, it's an 11-day journey. After Kriyas Yamsuf, the next stop in 11 days from now, they're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. The hatred that the Emorim had for the Jewish people was so great, they scorched earth policy, and they burnt down the whole Eretz Yisrael. They burnt down the whole land. If we would come into the land in Eretz Yisrael at that moment in time, we'd have come into a barren land of nothingness. Yeah.
So how come 2 years later, when the Raglan went, they found Paris?
1 year later. Oh, they found Paris.
Well, that's the
good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. He's asking Rabbi Noam, it's a very good question because the Meraglim went, or maybe the Meraglim went, maybe that they burnt it down after the Meraglim. When they saw the Meraglim, they figured out what happened. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know what the answer is. But Chazal say when the Amorim got word that the Klal Yisrael are coming into Eretz Yisrael, they destroyed the land. They destroyed the land in order that we should not benefit. That's how much they hate us.
Scorched
earth policy. Okay, when they abandoned, we know when there was the disengagement from Gaza, they not only there was no scorched earth policy, gave them on a silver platter.
Everything.
And they came, the Palestinians, and they destroyed it. Unbelievable. Gush Katif. Mamish, what you're dealing with over here, it's not to be believed.
The Russians did that to the Nazis.
This is what it says. So this is how Rashi learns shot in the Pasuk. Eichar, look at the Rashi, the second to last line. The three lines from the last one, the third, the third one from the bottom. V'chashavta me'rochayk lehetiv lana. You are Kodesh Baruch Hu. You make calculations in advance. In advance means in time. Me'rochayk lehetiv lanu. What does this mean? Eichar tanu. You delayed us. Bamidbar, our boy Mishanim, b'mneiho emorim, shekitzitzu es ho'ilanas. They chopped down the trees. V'hecherivu es arsam. They destroyed the land. Could you believe this? They blew up the whole land. Why? Kishashamu sheYisrael yoytzim min Mitzrayim, when they heard that they left Egypt, laleches lareches es arzam. So it was to our benefit that we delayed in the desert for 40 years so the land can rejuvenate. Rashi doesn't say all the benefits of maturing, of being in the desert, having man, and learning in Koilo for 40 years. It doesn't say any of this stuff. It doesn't talk about punishment for what we've done, the miraglim. Shocking Chazal. And you see, the Chazal is not a shocking Chazal, because Chazal say a lot of things. What's shocking is what Rashi selects. Rashi is very, very selective. Rashi, you know, you can't satisfy Rashi. Rashi has to have it his way. And he could have selected here a million things, and he chose to mention this particular Chazal. That's what it means, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Umachshu Vaisecha, the land should rejuvenate for 40 years after the Amorim destroyed the land, and therefore Hashem kept us in the desert, put us in Koilel, paid the bills, gave us man, the Be'er, and Ani Yaakovot, so that the land could rejuvenate.
It fits because Bnei Israel could not have known or would not have known that this had happened unless it were revealed to them later on, like in here.
Well, I guess when they came in, they found out.
No. They came back to a
a land that blossomed. Right. Yeah.
And therefore, you cannot fathom Hashem's plans and design. They would not have known.
Okay. So this is a revelation of what really happened. I mean, he's saying that the only way that we know about this, the only way we know is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says this in the David HaMelech revealed this. But if not for the revealed this, we would not even know that this happened. Okay, next Rashi. Next Rashi, Ein Arich Elecha, page 364. There was known that it's Arich that can be Ein Ledamois Lecha Kol Melech U'Moshiach. Lashon Arich Kmo Ki Erichecha. Evaluation, Erich. Okay, the Erich in Parashas Bichu Koisai. A person says, Erich Olai, Mesecht Arochin. What more do you want? Mesecht Arochin. A person wants to go give his evaluation. There is no one in this world, there is no king, there is no authority that can be evaluated, with the result being that ruler has any similarity to you. You're in a league by yourself, Hashem. Ramachol, what does this word mean?
This one's easy. Appraise.
Appraise.
Appraisal.
Appraisal, yes, I said. Yeah, appraisal. Okay. Appraisal. Agida vasadabera im. He learns here, Rashi learns identical to what it says in the Mitzvah, in Mitzvah Zavid. Im bas, if I were to make an attempt, lahagid, to speak, uladaber, otzmu misaper, I would fail miserably because your deeds are too numerous. Let's look at the Radak. Radak back on the previous page, Pasik Hey. Okay, let's go Pasik Hey. Let's jump down a little bit to where it says, Ashrei HaGever, it's on the second white line, page 363 in the Radak, the second white line. V'yoymru, same thing as Rashi. What is going to be the Shir Chodosh? Ashrei HaGever, v'lo yifoneh l'rochavim, ki b'Hashem sam yiftachu levado. They only put their faith in Hashem, not in the arrogant. V'lo yifoneh el rochavim, the sotei did not turn to the lies. V'lo yifoneh el anshei, Ba'alei koyach v'gaiva le'ozra. They did not turn to people of power and arrogance for assistance. V'loy el anoshim shem sotei chazav. So this is very important. Over here, see, I don't know if he's coming to argue with Rashi and the Metudas, but he's saying it very clear. Perhaps this is really what they mean as well, is it's a term. Sotei chazav, I translated probably by mistake, that we did not turn to ideologies that are lies. That's not what he says. He says that the two words go together. Visotei chazov is one term. It's a term referring to a type of person. There are people in this world who their entire essence, their whole being is to lie. They turn, they are guided by lies. We did not have anything to do with people who are
media.
We very good. Maybe that's talking what it means over here. You know, David wrote in Ruach HaKodesh, he saw things, and you know, and as history passes, like Al Kanfei Nishorim. What does it mean, Al Kanfei? Obviously, Al Kanfei. So what does it mean? We always speak about this. You had a vision, and in the vision, you see airplanes. You don't know. I mean, this is just an idea. Not everyone agrees with this idea, but a Navi had a vision. What does that mean, had a vision? He saw the future. A Navi, a person living in 2,000-3,000 years ago, sees an airplane. What does he think? So in his terminology, it looks like a Nesha. Al Kanfei Nisharim.
And that was the reaction of the Taimonim when the airplanes came to bring them to Eretz Yisrael.
They said words they've never seen one. So they, in their mind, they associate, right, what does this look like? From their limited knowledge and their vocabulary, the only thing they can say, this looks like Kanfei Nisharim. Right? So in a Navi, I mean, that interpretation is very nice, but it does to a certain degree diminish the greatness of the prophecy. Obviously, prophecy is in the league by itself, but not everyone is holding by that, you know, the ayin part of the Torah. So here we're saying very good. There is something in this world called the media. And the media, if you have time to waste, chas v'shalom, and you read...
In modern Hebrew, I think they're called the tikshoret, is that right? And somebody said, well, you should change it to tishkoret.
Sheker. Mm-hmm. Sheker. You're saying something really, really good. I love what you're saying. You're saying over here that over here, David over here is seeing the future. They didn't have media. Think about it. Back in the day, time of the Nevi'im, there was news. There were newspapers. There was such a thing as how did people get news in ancient times? How did they get news? How did they get news? Today there's a billion, trillion-dollar industry of news. People news, they just like water. Everyone has their source of information. And if you pay attention to what's going on, the lies, I mean, outrageous, crazy things that go on in the media. So recall, you coming to give a taich, do not turn El Rehovim, the arrogant, and you're saying an idea. This Sotei Chazav is a prophecy of David HaMelech seeing the future. So you say Kanfei Nisharim means the wings, it means an airplane. You're saying the word Sotei Chazav means you didn't follow the news. Just because they tell you on the news this, listen, you know, you have to take everything with a grain of salt. You have to know what's really going on. Don't have blind faith.
Yeah, I want to add something about the word Rehovim. It occurred to me that one of the names of the Tsar Shel Mitzrayim was Rahav. Mm-hmm. And one of the interpretations, I mean, it's like a big wind, right? A windstorm. Or what we would call a blowhard, that represent Mitzrayim, who think they were so great, they were just a bunch of blowhards. That's
hot air.
So it ties in with what we're saying here about the
hot air. Yeah. Egypt is limitation. That's the whole thing. That's a very big thing today. What is Mitzrayim? Boundaries. What are boundaries? You're confined. You're limited. The whole idea, the whole world today is limit yourself. There's not enough energy for the whole world to survive. There's not enough food. There's not enough this. don't have too many children. Don't. There's a very powerful thrust in the secular world of we have to be mitzamsem. Yeah. Well, really, what they're saying is give everything to us, and you people have nothing. Hashem created the world. There's enough for everyone. It says in the pasuk, "Vayivarech Oysam." Hashem blessed the world. Peru urivu umilu esaaretz v'chiv shua. Exploit all of the potential of this world. Be fruitful and multiply and conquer the world. And there are people out there who are saying, no. 8 billion people. This is, I'm not making, this is not conspiracy theories. This is mamish blatant out there all over the place. There are 8 billion people there in mourning. The world can't sustain. 8 billion people can't sustain. The Torah says, Peru urivu umilu esaaretz v'chiv shua. It's not your problem what the world can sustain. Hashem said, enjoy. You'll figure it out. I'm not telling you to pollute the world and destroy the world. You'll figure out how to survive in a responsible way. But to shut down the world in such crazy ways, this is not a mahalach. Go for it. So they were having, so Mitzrayim, the whole mahus of Mitzrayim is limitations. You're limited. In China, it used to be you can't have more than one child. Now they changed the law. Now you can have two, I think, right?
Right. Yeah, but you couldn't have a girl.
You couldn't?
You could, but they washed the genes so that more people wanted it.
But they didn't want
it. Okay,
you live in this society. Egypt was like China. What is Mitzrayim? The name of Mitzrayim means you're limited. A Mitzar. You live in a society of boundaries. It's it. These are your boundaries. You only can have one child. You only can have this the assets. You only can have this amount of land. This amount. It's it. You're limited. You live in a society where you're controlled. Communism. Communism is basically Mitzrayim. It's a society of limitation. This is all. They give you an evaluation. This is what you're going to do your whole life. You're going to go and you're going to be a wood chopper. You're going to be a plumber. We have decided this is what we want you to do. Your opportunity of growth and development is limited. That's called Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Freedom. Do whatever you want. Unlimited opportunity. It's a tremendous bracha. I'm not. It has to be done in a responsible way, of course. You know, we're not over here advocating in any crimes. Not so simple.
Yet.
Next, what do you mean yet? Yet. Okay. Vesate chazav. Too much democracy is also no good. That's for sure. Vesate chazav. So Rashi over here learns has sotim.
Well, that's what they study. The
Yiddishkeit is not a democracy. Right? Okay, look. We're in the middle of the radak. I'm getting all mixed up over here. Go back to the word. He learns that the word v'sotezav means v'loy el anoshim shehem sotei chazav. There's a society who we define as sotei chazav. Roitzeloymar shehem. There's a society noitim. They turn el derech chazav, a way of lives. Kamo hakoismim. Diviners, people that communicate with the other world.
Society, but influencers.
The Einam, they do not have faith. Bekel Emes Nashem. Urohavim, shame, toyar, it is a description. Beshekel, in the grammatical form of Rishoim. The Sate Min, okay, this is going to the grammar, let's go further. Next Radak, Pasuk Vav. Rabois, Osisa, Rabois, Kemozos, Osisa, Imi. The word Rabois, just this is what you've done with me. Okay, he's just explaining over the wonders of Bishas Maisa, and everything was planned in advance. The Radak is clearly disagreeing with Rashi. Rashi gives it more of a flavor. It was for us. Everything you've done in this world was an us in mind. Elena means the Radak says to us. It doesn't mean for us, but you've done wonders to us. Okay, he takes out a whole life of the word. The Radak, he downplays it very, very much. Ein arech on the next page, pasuk beis zulifav. Ein arech, ein larech, elecha chenedcha kol nevelasech shatas imanu ki rabos hem mil orcha mil mesaprim kamosh asisa. Okay, let's go. Let's finish. Let's now take a look at Mamar Chazal. Let's go to Mamar Chazal. Rabos on page 363 on the bottom. 363 on the bottom of the page. It says rabos asisa ato hashem lokayv nevelasech machshasach leinu. Amoini v'loy amoinis, moyavi v'loy moyavis. Deve Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, al devar ha'shel lo yikirim eschem, balech b'vamayim. Darkoy shel ish l'kadem. So we have two different, this is going on the famous Chazal, that and why was Rus HaMoviyah permitted to come to Klal Yisrael, why was, on page 363, where it says, Likutei Shas, Umidroshe Hatanoim. So there are two basic reasons why a woman, even though the Torah says Lo Yovei Amoni Umovi Bikal Hashem, there are two exceptions. Women are excluded. Why? Two reasons. Gzeres Hakosef. Nothing more than Gzeres Hakosef. It's Beloshon Zohar. And then there's a second reason. The second reason is because the pasuk gives you an entirely different reason. The first reason is a gzeres hakosef, amoini v'loy amoinis. It's v'loshoin zochor, not loshon nekeva. Gzeres hakosef. Period. Second reason is logic. It says in the Torah, reason asher lo yikidmu eschem alech b'mayim, that we went in the desert, they did not come and give us water and bread. So the Gemara is, who is it? The derech to give lechem b'mayim? Men, women do not go out in public. They do not go out on the road. It's dangerous. They don't go out into the wilderness. They don't do that. So therefore, there is no complaint against the women. Fine. Darash Rav. I'm on the first white line now. My Dechsev, Rabois. Now we're going to connect this to this Chazal. Rabois Osisa Ato Hashem Elokai Nifli Osecha Machshav Osecha Eleinu Elai Loi Nemar Ela Eleinu Melamed. What does this mean? Shoy Rechavam Yoyeshu Bechekos Shal David Omar Loi, and David said to Rechavam, Rechavam was the son of Shlomo. And who was Shlomo's wife? Who was Rechavam's mother? Nama. She came from Ammon.
Right.
So David came from Moab. And Nama came from Ammon. So David was playing with his grandchild. This is a famous Chazal. It's very cute. David was sitting on his throne, and they brought him his enikel, Rechavam. David had a son, Shlomo, and Shlomo had a son, Rechavam, that would succeed David until...
He was only 12 years old when he became the Melech.
So it must be the end of his life, whatever it was. He was only, whatever it was. But Rechavam, he thinks it's impossible, because how long was Shlomo the king for?
40 years.
40 years. So if he was only 12 years old...
He could have got married at 12. What's the problem?
So it doesn't add up.
The Gemara gets into all of these age groups, and then at the end of the discussion, the Gemara says, let's forget about this and go on.
Okay, put aside, don't confuse me with the facts. Don't confuse me with the facts. But basically, the Gemara presents this very nice, story where David HaMelech was sitting on his throne and is playing with his einikol, and David is an einikol of Rus HaMoaviyah. And his grandson Rechavam is an enikol of Nama Ha Amoinis, two nations which Hashem said may not enter into Klal Yisrael. And here that these are the kings, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech and his grandson that would one day succeed him. And David says they were learning the sukkah, they were learning the Gemara, they were learning the sukkah, and they learned the pasuk. It says the pasuk Lo Yovei Amoni Moav B'Kal Hashem. And they read the Gemara, And they read the Chazal, the other reason, because Shalakidmu, who's the derech to go out? Men, but not women. That's why women are exempted. So David says to his Einikal, ah, what a beautiful shir. You know for whom this this whole sugi was taught? For me and you? Because it's Nogeya, me and you, because I come from Moab, and you come. And how do you know that? So this is a typical medrash where you take a pasuk way out of context. We're dealing over here with world history. We're dealing with the Shir Chodosh. We're dealing over here with David HaMelech. And you take a pasuk, Atah Hashem Elokai Nifli Oisecha, your wonders, Umachshav Oisecha, your thoughts, Eleinu, Frek the Medrash, Eleinu. This is not proper grammar. Eli, Eleinu, us, to me. This whole thing over here is written, David is talking about himself, the whole Mizmar. What's Eleinu? So David says, we take the pasuk out of context. David says this to his Einikol, you and me, us, all of Hashem's wonders and this machshavas, the machshavas, this concept, this principle, Amoni v'loy mayavis, is all for us that we should be able to be leaders. Rabbi says this is all for us. It's for us. Okay, next Chazal, running at the next Chazal. Amar Rabbi Simoy in the Ksivis of the Pasuk. Rabbi is another Chazal. Rabbi says, "Ato Hashem ulchayni flosecha machshosecha leinu." L'shavar lifnei matan Torah. Rabbi says, "Before matan Torah, Rabbi says, shekavata es hamoyadim." So he's making a beautiful drasha. Before matan Torah, you, what did you do? No, one more time. L'sha'avar rabbis osis. In the brackets it says
you determined.
You determined the zman. Very good. You determined when we would have festivals. What festivals were there before matan Torah? Good question. Mikan ve'elich nifli oisecha machshvei secha eleinu. Well, Pesach didn't happen yet. So let's see. Nifli Yosecha, you want to say it did? You're saying that maybe you're right. Well, okay, let's just read the whole thing first and we'll explain. You're saying very, very good. Nifli Yosecha, Machshvei Secha, Eleinu. Now we are in control. HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Roish Chodoshim. It's a beautiful Chazal. This pasuk out of context. Rabbois Osisa Ato Hashem Elokai. Period. In the past, when we wanted to have celebrations, you made the determination. So Rav Michal, so when what festivals? Well, all the Makos, okay, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Moshe said, "Kachatzoyz halayla ani yoytzei b'soich Mitzrayim." Maybe they'll be ma'aber the chodesh. Maybe they'll go and they'll add a month. Let's talk about the birth of Yitzchak. The Malach comes and says to Yitzchak, okay, Parashas Hayipolim Hashem Dovar. Okay, let's do that word Lamoi. Let's wax homiletic. Hayipolim Hashem Dovar. Sarah did not believe it was possible for her to have a child. The Malach says, you don't think she can have a child. Hashem says, Hayipolim Hashem Dovar. Lamoed. Oshuvelecha. Koes Chaya. Ulasarabain. And what does it say in Rashi? The Malach went, and he took a stylus, he took out of his smartphone. Malachim, they had smartphones those days. So he went out of the, I see how he pulled it out of the smartphone, he pulled out a stylus, just like this, see? And he went to the wall, and he made an etch in the wall. Okay, they had all the gadgets those days, and he indicated on the sundial exactly the moment when Yitzchak would be born. Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me, how could...
Your excuse.
And he made a prediction exactly when he would be born. Excuse me, what do you mean when he'll be born? You know, there are 12 months. He says it was exactly a year later. 12 months. There was 12 Rosh Chodashim. The Bezdin may be Ma'aber. They may be Ma'aber each Chodesh. So it might not be exactly on this day. It may be a few days later, a few days earlier, because you have 12 Rosh Chodashim. The witnesses have to come and look and tell us when the moon, and they can, you know, they can manipulate. Maybe for some reason, Avraham Avinu and his crew will be Ma'aber the Shana. There'll be 13 months. So how can the Malach go and indicate on the sundial exactly when an event will happen a year later, which is an astronomical fact? Because if you're coming to make a mark on the wall with a sundial, when the sun's going to return to this exact location, wait a minute. We can, but that's not necessarily going to be... that's exactly the problem. It's not going to fit. Ko'es chaya, he told me he's going to come be born next year. The Pasha is going to be born next year on Pesach.
He said Pesach?
Whatever he said. But the point is that there was no room for manipulation. Because until Matan Torah, the Mo'adim, what Mo'adim? The Mo'adim, La Mo'ed Hazeh, the Hashem said, Hayipole Me Hashem Dovar, La Mo'ed, Ashuv Eilecha. What do you mean? You're going to come back. Maybe we'll change this man. We're in charge of the calendar. No, you're not. I'm in charge of the calendar. You're not going to go and add another day to the calendar or add another month to the calendar, because before Matan Torah, the Mo'adim, I make the decision of when the calendar will fall out. Not you. And I'm telling you, this is what it's going to be. I just give you one example, because you have to struggle to find Mo'adim before the Zman of Matan Torah. Well, here's the Beferish Pasuk, La Mo'ed, the birth of Yitzchak. You talk about the Brisbane Habasarim. Yodoya Tediki Geyez Beresel Vavodim Vinish of Abba Me'oshana, 400 years. Okay, there were predictions in Zman that Hashem announced to Avraham. The Makos, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro different Zmanim. Those Zmanim were not subject to manipulation because the calendar was determined only by Hashem. When did that change? Matan Torah. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. So it's beautiful what this Medrash says. It's taking this pasuk and it's taking it out of context and it's showing a new dimension that we really would appreciate. We all know about, you know, the principle that we have control of the Zman. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chodoshim. We control the Zman. When do we control the Zman? Starting with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. But before that, who cares? Who cares? It wasn't Nogea, right? Who cares? No, this Medrash is telling us it is Nogea. There were Mo'adim. What exactly were the Mo'adim? You have to struggle a bit. What were the Mo'adim? Maybe the Bris Ben Avasarim. Maybe Leidas Yitzchak. Maybe there were other things. Maybe Noach. Noach, Hashem says to Noach that it's going to be a marvel in exactly 120 years. That Hashem told, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yodun Ruchi Ba'adam, Ad Me'ev Eshem Shon, 120 years. So there were calculations. There were Zemanim that were predicted in advance. And this Chazal is calling those special moments in time Mo'adim. And those Zemanim were not subject to manipulation because only Hashem has control over the calendar. Starting with Matan Torah, there's a fundamental change. And that difference between before and after is presented in this pasuk. Rabbi Sosisa Ato Hashem Elokai, you did amazing things in the past. You predicted Zman. You predicted the moment when things would happen. But going forward, Nifli Oisecha Machshav Oisecha, all of the miracles that go going forward, Eleinu, we're now the boss. Eleinu, it's now under our control. That contrast is a beautiful contrast. Okay, we'll stop over here. Next week, we'll go forward. Next, we'll go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk. We have to keep on moving.